Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Oh, this is so good. People are freaking out over Tom Hanks' niece's meltdown on this new show called Claim to Fame. If you haven't heard it yet, it's on ABC. I think it's on the same night as The Bachelorette. And it's where Nepo babies go on and have other Nepo babies guess who their famous relative is. It's this big secret. Sometimes clues and hints are given out. And if the other contestants are able to correctly guess who your relative is, you get kicked out of the house.
And they all live in the same house together.
Yes, sort of okay. Like Big Brother style. And so Tom Hanks' niece was on the show and she was the first to go. They correctly guessed that she was related to Tom Hanks. And let's just say she didn't take it well. It's hard to believe she's related to national treasure Tom Hanks, but she was screaming about the bench because that was one of the hints that was given for her relative. And so people saw that and they're like, oh, duh, Forrest Gump.
This is a brilliant move on her part. I don't think she's that crazy, but I do think that I think you told us earlier, she's an actress.
So she's an actress. She's 39 years old. And honestly, I was just like, maybe she's one of these Hollywood plants where they're just like, Tom Hanks' niece is free. She's riding off her trust fund. She can go on and make a fool of herself on national television.
I'm guessing that if not calculated, she thought somewhere like, if I go out big like this, this will go viral and people will know my name. Because if she doesn't go out like this and she's the first one kicked off the show, we certainly aren't giving her any time on there. I didn't even know about this show until I heard this audio.
She's 39. If she was that good of an actress, she would have landed a role. Because I'm watching the video, like, she is distraught. Like, if she is, like, if that's an act, she should have won an Oscar by now.
She should have definitely at least been in one of Tom's movies.
Like, I know, right? And then somebody was commenting, because you know how Chet Hanks, Tom and Rita's son, is a little bit, you know, out there. And somebody had tweeted, like, I want to know what's going on with that family, what Tom Hanks is doing. And somebody corrected and they go, no. This niece is on Rita's side of the family, and she goes, it's Rita's DNA that's bringing the crazy, not Tom Hanks's.
It's all making sense now.
I bet Thanksgiving at their house is so fun, so pleasant. Nicki Minaj, she wants to help a boy who defended his mom go to college. So earlier this month, a woman in Chicago was at a hot dog stand with her 14-year-old son, and she got into an argument with a man, and then he starts punching her in the head, gets real violent. So in her defense, her son shot and ended up killing this guy. And so both the son and the mom were arrested. Now all the charges have been dropped because they decided it was self-defense. But Nicki Minaj, she heard what happened and she's like, this guy is a hero. He's 14 years old. He stepped up to help his mom. If he wants to go to college, I'm paying for it. This is so cool because Nicki has always been really outspoken about her fans getting an education. I think it was back in 2017, she did like this contest where she said, if you can prove that you got all A's on your report card and I can verify it with your school, it's legit, I will pay for your tuition. So shout out to Nicki for that.
That's dope. And I mean, it's good for the kid because I can't imagine like how much trauma he went through. Oh, if you see that video, to have to watch your mom endure that and then to have to take somebody's life to try to defend her. So I mean, people were like really giving it to him at first until more people saw the video and realized what he was doing. So for Nicki to do something to shine some light on him, that was a beautiful thing.
Is the whole video up online?
Not the entire thing, but the part of him, the guy, arguing with the kid's mom is there. And then him, I mean, viciously punching her in the head multiple times is there. But at the point where the son does what he has to do to defend it, they cut that part off from what I saw.
Yeah, that's such a hard and terrifying choice for a 14-year-old boy to make.
Can't imagine.
Terrifying. Do you remember that show Dance Moms a few years back?
Oh, yeah.
It was the Abby Lee Dance Company, and she had all those young girls. It's like JoJo Siwa, Maddie Ziegler, and they just were like these really competitive dancers at such a young age. Well, Maddie, one of the biggest stars to come off the show, recently had a conversation with her mom where her mom apologized for actually putting her on the show. Apparently, a lot of the producers on that production were like telling the young girls what to say to make them look bratty, like adult male producers. And her mom was like, yeah, probably shouldn't have put you through that at that age.
Because Maddie was the one that went on to be in those Sia music videos, right?
Yeah, they became huge, huge stars after the show. So her mom now regrets it, says, I wish we hadn't done that. For more stories, head to theburtshow.com. Click eBuzz.
You're on The Burt Show.